Today's podcast is brought to you by MyExtraIncomeToday.com. Starting your home business part-time is never easy. There are so many factors to consider. How much do I need to invest to make it work? How much of my time is required? Will I be able to make money online on an ongoing basis? Is there a support system that I can turn to when I need help? Get all of the answers you need to take control of your financial future with a genuine, legitimate work-from-home business. MyExtraIncomeToday.com.
Welcome back to my loyal subscribers from all across the world. This is Alicia with the Alicia Lawrence Show, back with another episode for my podcast. Yes, currently we are 22 countries strong, and it's exciting to see the message spread across the world. And today's podcast is inspired by a quote that I heard today at a seminar that I'm attending, UMSS, and it's 11:30 at night, but I just felt the need to get this message out to you. And it goes, motivation is what gets you going. Habits are what keep you going. And this is by Jim Rohn. Once again, motivation is what gets you going. Habits are what keep you going. Now, you might hear something wrong with my voice. That's because I've been jumping and screaming and having fun all day at the seminar. That's not going to stop me from getting this message to you. A lot of you may have set New Year's resolutions earlier this year. And if you have listened to my past podcasts, you'd understand that I don't practice making resolutions, New Year resolutions. I like to make declarations. Yes, that's me always trying to do something different. And when I look at this quote, it brings to mind some of the struggles that you might face when it comes to keeping your resolution. You're all motivated. You're excited. It's the first day of the year. I'm going to do it in 2013. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to achieve this goal. And you set this resolution because you want that change. And of course, with the excitement and the atmosphere of the new year coming in, you're all motivated and pumped up and ready to go. And you do well for the first 3 weeks. But then after that, you start losing steam. That comes about because you have not created the habit. I know that habits have gotten a bad rap in the past. Yes, there are good habits and there are bad habits. But a lot of the time we spend focusing on bad habits. We should really focus on creating good habits. That's a way that you can get massive change in your life, massive lasting change in your life, because you have picked up a good habit. Yes, it's funny because you normally say, oh, why did you pick up that bad habit? I just wanted to get this message out to you tonight. It's been a long day and I'm looking forward to my early start tomorrow as we continue with this seminar. And as usual, you can reach me via email, Alicia, that's A-L-E-C-I-A, at ilivetoinspire.com. Have a wonderfully fabulous day.